Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fantastic, Sean. One lamb lollipop, one golden lamb lollipop for whoever did that. That's well done.
My favorite thing on the internet in the last 3 weeks.
You are definitely a Creed stan.
Always and forever.
If there ever was a Creed stan. All right, call now. Time for the 12 days of Chris Curtismas. So pick up your phone and call 617-931-0937. And if you are caller number 9, then our very own Grinch, Chris Curtis, will re-gift everything he can for you right now to make the holidays even better than they already are.
And what I'm already working on for all of you for Christmas is all the people that would get outraged when people would say Nick Saban is a better coach than Bill Belichick because winning in college is so much easier than winning at the pros. But we're going to have a huge Christmas this morning.
Pump the brakes on that one. I think that if Bill's able to win in college, it's harder to do that than win when Brady won at Tampa. Because remember, when
So you would agree with me on that.
Yeah, because remember, when Brady went to Tampa, Brady...
He went to a loaded team.
Yes, very...
Loaded.
The 2020 Patriots and the 2020 Bucks had the same preseason over-under win-loss total.
But, Curtis, you already know.
Let that marinate for a second.
No, you already know.
You can look it up, Greg, if you'd like.
The Bucks finished the
7-9.
7-9. Their defense started to turn the corner.
They were on the come up.
What was the 2019 Patriots schedule?
You had record. You had
12-4, I think.
Yep.
You had arguably, and that was with Brady, you had arguably one of, at that point in time, top five wide receivers in the game, and Mike Evans. Chris Godwin was probably, in some people's mind, a top 10, top 12 guy.
It's a good question.
Right.
Like, would what Tom Brady accomplished with the Bucks after leaving here be equaled or bettered if Bill is able to turn that woebegone program into a national champion?
If Bill wins the Natty, that's better.
That's harder to do.
Because you go to the right team. If you're a great player like Brady is, and we're not taking nothing away from Brady, but you're a great player like Brady, we think the Jets stink, right? Mm-hmm. If you drop Tom Brady on the Jets roster right now, they are legitimate Super Bowl contender.
So then you're making my point. It was all Tom.
No, but I'm saying it's easy to do.
The defense rests.
But no. If you drop Tom, if you drop Tom Brady on the Carolina Panthers, he's got no shot of winning the Super Bowl. He won't even. He might not even sniff the playoffs. You drop Brady on this team.
If Tom Brady had to go play in Germany because the NFL wouldn't have a job for him, it would be irrelevant. Bill Belichick was viewed so negatively by the rest of the NFL that they didn't even offer him a job.
No, I think
two coaching cycles.
I think part of the second.
And now you're saying if he wins in North Carolina, it's better than winning a Super Bowl?
I don't think part of the second cycle. I think if Bill was to say, I'll come in and I'll work with somebody, he'd have a job in the NFL
tomorrow.
Exactly,
that's my point.
But I don't think it's about him being viewed negatively. It's about these guys not wanting to give up control.
Right, that's all it is.
It's not being viewed negatively that he doesn't have a job?
No. You believe Bill is a great coach and that if Bill just was willing to say, hey, you know what? I'll work with you, GM. He'd be in the NFL tomorrow.
Right. That's my point, is that he has refused to capitulate in any way.
Right.
Well, because that's what he believes is his strategy for success, is he wants to run the entire show. Yeah.
And right, but it's only one when he's
right,
had
but you're making it sound like he's being shut out of the NFL because he's not good enough.
I mean, if you turn on any network in America right now, if you listen to most radio stations, even in this market, that's the story. He was shut out of a job.
But we think on our own. Like, we don't listen to what others are saying. We make the determination ourselves.
Right, and I'm telling you that Bill Belichick was, if we sat here 2 years ago when Robert Kraft fired Bill Belichick, and I said to you, he's not going to get another NFL gig, you would have laughed at me. And if I said he's going to North Carolina, you would have laughed harder. So now that he's there, all of a sudden it's the right move at the right time. I just think it's somewhat revisionist.
No, but we're not saying it's the right move at the right time. We're saying that he's not shut out of the NFL because of his talent. We're saying that team owners in the NFL are hesitant to hire Bill because they know Bill's not going to change who he is when it comes to complete power.
But we had many conversations here where Robert Kraft was ripped, that he got rid of Bill Belichick, and that other teams like the Cowboys, the Bills, were going to make the Patriots pay.
Mm-hmm.
And he never got those opportunities because those teams did not
use... You keep twisting. It's not those teams. Bill won't change.
Right.
That's the reason why.
Exactly. He wouldn't change, and that's why he lost here. And that's why he's not getting another job.
He's not getting another job.
He won here. He won more Super Bowls here than anybody else has ever won.
Right. And while you were printing Tommy Traitor shirts, Tommy won a Super Bowl with the Bucks, and Bill Belichick
I'm not taking away this team, listen, absolutely going burned to the ground, 4-13. I would never take anything from Tom Brady winning a Super Bowl in a COVID year. But why would you say it was a COVID year? That's why. But anyway, it is harder though. So it is harder. If he wins in Natty,
yep.
We can continue that debate because I want input on it. Let me get. I'm going to regift this puppy here that I got from the Red Sox too. Hello, Rob.
Hey, this is Rob. How are you?
Where are you calling from, Robert?
Guilford, New Hampshire.
All right. Thank you for listening. We will be back. I promise. Next year, 2025, to New Hampshire for at least one, maybe two road shows. So hope to see you there, Chris.
You got to make it up to Lake Winnipesaukee. You guys never come to Lake Winnipesaukee. You make it everywhere other than the best place in the state.
I would love to do a show there, maybe from the floating boat. What's that called? The dive bar? The floating boat?
The dive.
The dive. Yep. I would love to do a show. If anybody's listening from the dive, I would love to do a Friday road.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Try to target that. Curtis, have you ever been on a floating boat bar?
Not that I remember.
I got to tell you. I can't figure out how they serve food out there, Rob. Like, they have great pizza on the dive.
Well, coincidentally, the owner is a friend of mine, so I could link you up with it.
Okay.
Oh, great. I've been on a floating pool in Lake Como.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Villa d'Este, gorgeous. Jeez. They have a bar there, too.
Complete Euroflex there.
Just like Bill, I love Europe.
Okay, all right, what do you have for Rob?
All right, we're going to go with this here. We're going to start out with the best gift, Rob, okay? Because you seem like a nice gentleman. New Hampshire's a lovely place. I'm going to get you a Mac Jones autograph football because I think you seem like a diehard Patriots fan, and it may be the last one, so make sure you hold on to that tightly. And guess what, Shyam?
Another one.
Thank you very much. I have $100 for the 110 gift card. $100 gift card to the 110 Grill, if I could speak English.
Great
restaurant. It has an awesome menu. A little twist on most things, and they're usually better than the places you've had them before.
Yep, absolutely.
DJ?
Another one.
I have two tickets to Linkin Park at the TD Garden on August 1st.
Ooh.
Awesome, awesome.
Amazing.
That's a great show.
I have... I mean, this is almost gluttony at this point, but DJ.
Another one.
Sorry, it's DJ Kevin. I have two tickets to see Josh Allen and Josh Allen's next 2.0. Coming 2.0 in Drake May at Gillette Stadium on the first on January 5th to catch the Patriots and the Bills.
This is pretty good.
Oh, so exciting. That's amazing.
That's awesome.
And,
wow.
And thanks to the remarkable generosity, the joie de vie of Greg Hill,
yeah.
I have one more gift that comes to you thanks to the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, look at this.
Another one.
Look at this thing. I got this yesterday. I want to thank the troop and everybody over at Red Sox Nation for this gift. It is, if you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, you can see it. So it's this 20-year box celebrating, obviously, the 04 team. And when you open this up, which is very complicated here, you have got a couple. It's a multimedia type thing. So when you open it up, you've got three baseballs.
All right.
And you, can you hear?
Yep, I can hear it.
Can you hear? Okay, all right. So
oh, that's amazing.
You get the full multimedia thing. And you got a ball here signed by – Curtis, should we reveal who both of these balls are signed
yeah,
by?
Yeah, so, I mean, to me, on the Mount Rushmore of most unsung heroes in Boston sports history is Keith Foulke. The guy gave up his career in the 04 postseason throwing 30 pitches a night for it felt like 2 weeks straight. That's an autograph. And then the World Series MVP of the 2007 Red Sox – Mike Lowell autograph baseball, so pretty cool.
So that's your display apparatus, so you can put that up wherever you want to put it, right up next to your.
Thank you so much.
If you're like Wiggy, right next to your faux fireplace and your faux candles. All right, Rob, thanks for listening
to
the show.
Rob.
It is a Bruins Thursday. Mike Milbury joins us next.